Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I have a huge grin on my face. A, because I'm supremely excited. B, I'm hugely honored to speak with a man who was involved in Operation Trident. The success of that Operation Trident during the Indo-Pak War in 1971 is why we celebrate today as the Indian Navy Day. Turn up the volume for retired Rear Admiral Sundar Sampath Gopal.
No, tell me.
Happy Indian Navy Day to you to start with.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wish you all the same. You know, in good old days, Indian Navy Day used to be 15th of December.
Oh, okay.
And in 1971, the history changed because, you know, carried out an attack on the Karachi Harbour.
Yes.
And that to commemorate that first operations, which Navy took part, became the Navy Day, to be celebrated as a Navy Day.
Sir, I also believe you were a part of that attack at the Karachi Harbour.
Yeah, it was called Operation Trident.
Trident, yes.
We were three missile boats and two other frigates which were escorting us. We sailed off from Saurashtra coast.
Okay.
From Saurashtra coast, we were told to carry out the operations. It was a well-planned attack. We sailed in the afternoon. We reached by about 10 o'clock in the night, around off Karachi.
I believe it was a very innovative attack for even its time, sir. It was ahead of its time, the entire planning and the attack.
Yes, because these missile boats are a very, very small vessel. Basically, it is meant to be a coastal defense sort of vessel. Basically, somebody attacking your harbor, you defend it by deploying these boats there. So, this was a very innovative method done only by Indian Navy. Nobody else had done it so far.
Sir, I had a very basic question. This is a juvenile civilian question that I'm going to ask you. How do you maintain a white uniform top to bottom, spick and span, with no stains, no creases? Isn't that a challenge in itself?
It is very much a challenge. But we do. All of us wear white uniform and try and avoid going near the greasy points, basically.
I would assume all white, they made it harder for the Indian Navy that way.
No, but the engineers always wear overall. Even that overall is a white overall, but it's once upon a time white type overall.
But sir, why is it that we don't know enough about the Indian Navy? I mean, we've heard more folklore about the Army, the Air Force. I don't know if you disagree with me, sir, but as a common man, maybe because there have been more wars, aerial wars and land wars as opposed to water wars or sea wars or ocean wars?
Perhaps, yes. But you see, if you go back historically, if you see, look at it, Navy, India had a very strong Navy. I'm not talking about Indian Navy, but I'm talking about even the pre-independence.
Yes.
Go back to 14th century, 13th century, where Shivaji and all that had maintained a big Navy, Maratha Navy.
Sir, I was also reading about Marcos.
Marcos is fairly recent edition. Recent in the sense I'm talking about in the last 20 years,
sure,
25 years.
Sure.
Because Marcos is Marine Commandos, they call. Marine Commandos basically are rapid deployment action forces which are required to neutralize the enemy when we land ashore, when we carry out a shore attack and things like that.
Sir, I was reading that there are 80% dropouts in the training session of being a Marcos.
Because the training is very, very tough.
Yes, I believe. Tough. Yes.
They have to swim in a full gear. They have to carry their weapons. They have to, even the army, Air Force, the dropout rate is very high.
Yes,
because they live in combat situations, which are very, very tough.
If we look at Mission Trident, is that the biggest, most successful naval operation carried out by the Indian Navy till date? Is it safe to say that?
Yes, you can say that. It's one of the daring operations carried out by the Indian Navy.
Sir,
very successfully carried out.
As a retired Rear Admiral, did you ever face-to-face meet with the enemy, or has it always been at a distance?
Oh, in the combat, it's always at a distance.
Okay.
But I must tell you that when I did my staff course in UK,
yes,
I had a Pakistani naval officer with me.
Oh.
Incidentally, who was also in the East Bengal, Bangladesh, now Bangladesh.
Yes.
Was deployed there by the Pakistan Navy. And he escaped from there.
He escaped
from
there?
He was telling me how he hoodwinked the Navy and escaped. And I was telling him how we hoodwinked the Pakistan Navy and attacked Karachi Harbour. So, like that, they are generally, the officers are very friendly. There's no...
animosity.
Animosity.
Sir, there is a supremely motivational newspaper cutting with a story of yours, which I am going to tweet at Red FM Bengaluru for people to see. And you were a integral part of Operation Trident. What is it that you'd like to tell boys and girls in Bangalore on the brink of maybe choosing a way of life, or as they call, a profession in defense?
Today we are all talking about many things about what intolerance and that and this. But I must tell you that Navy is one service which has been very, very secular, in the sense that we have under one roof, we have all types of all religion combined.
Yes,
exist together. We live together. We are not bothered whether it is Muslim, Christian, or Hindu, whatever it is. We all live together. We eat together. We work together. That's one important aspect,
yes,
of the service, which is peculiar to the Navy. Because in a ship, we live in a, it's like living in a house.
Yes.
In a ship, we all live together and we eat together. The food is made by the same people. We don't ask whether food is made by a Muslim, a Hindu, or a Christian.
Just give me food.
Yeah, just give me food. That is that. So that's one culture which is there, the strong belongingness.
They say the sea calls out to you in the night. Is that something you've experienced or seen?
There's no such thing.
Really? No such thing? But these stories about people taking a leap in the night and jumping off the dock, all rubbish stories?
It doesn't happen in the Navy.
Doesn't happen in the Navy.
No, it doesn't happen in the Navy. Morning number one, bed, this shot.
Morning number one, bed, this shot. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. This shot.